double dog dare you. Do it and give me the little pieces and I can spit them at them. That would be me this week. And it wouldn't take 10 paper clips, I can tell you that.
How you doing?
Order of the December 17th meeting of the council, town council of Smyrna, Delaware. Our mayor is ill tonight, and as vice mayor, I'm taking charge, I guess, or assuming charge of the meeting. At this point, I'd like to ask the chief to pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Moment of thought, please. Thank you. I ask Council for any additions or deletions to the public agenda. I understand we have a new agenda that's before you that has deleted one under new business, line B. Is that correct?
That is correct. The town engineer and the town's construction manager investigated these streets today and determined that they were not yet ready for consideration this evening, so I ask that they be pulled off the agenda.
And Doug, I would like to add
executive session for the end of the meeting for a personnel matter and a discussion on a piece of property.
Okay, so we're adding an executive session concerning a personnel matter. Mm-hmm. And
Mr. Jaywork, the proper term is to discuss what? The competence, compensation, and
what's the names of individual personnel, names, competency, and performance of individual employees will be discussed.
Okay. For the record.
Okay. That's good to me.
Okay. We need a motion.
There was a second purpose also, was to discuss the acquisition of real property. Sale of real property.
Okay.
I'll make a motion that we accept the agenda as amended.
Second it.
Councilman Brown?
Aye.
Aye.
Councilman
Presley?
Presley, aye.
Aye.
Councilman Nye? Aye. Vice Mayor Turner?
Aye. Okay, the minutes of December 3rd, appear before you. Any additions or corrections to the minutes of December 3rd? Motion to accept.
Make a motion. We accept the minutes as presented.
Second.
Aye.
Presley, aye.
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 All right, we move on to item six.
Mr. Vice Mayor, I had circulated the executive session minutes of the last meeting. I don't know if the council wanted to hear it tonight. I don't know if they're in front of you or not, but I know they've been distributed electronically.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's a good idea. Okay.
I make a motion we accept the minutes of the executive session from December 3rd.
Second.
Right. Discussion?
Roll call. Councilman Presley?
Presley, aye.
Councilman Thornton?
Aye.
Councilman Mullen?
Aye.
Aye.
Councilman Brown.
Aye.
Councilwoman White.
Aye.
Okay. Any other minutes?
Okay.
Moving on, item six, reports. Bills and financial statement.
Any report this evening.
Okay. I have nothing to report as a presiding officer.
Nothing here.
Okay. Chief?
No report this evening.
Okay. Moving right along. Mr. Manager.
Well, you know I've got a report. Actually, my very brief report is in your packet. I do want to report on a couple of things. First of all, Bill Evans continues to make excellent progress at Crozier Chester. He is able to feed himself. They've had him sitting up. He's apparently extremely grumpy, feisty, and whatever terms you could use, which they consider a good sign. He's healing quite well, and but there is still a long physical therapy period ahead of him. So that is one matter. The other matter, I wanted to bring to council's attention, and if for some reason the council didn't get the handout, which I managed to lose myself, there was a question asked after the last finance meeting about kind of the growth in the town, the results or the implications of proposing to do a revenue neutral shift between property taxes and electric revenues, and some other indicators that might help us understand a little bit what's been happening in the community. I went back and ran a variety of numbers. One of the questions that was asked was, what's the population change been in the period 2001 to 2007? And in that time period, based on the numbers we use for municipal street aid, the population of Smyrna has increased 60%. That's a net addition of 3,588 people over the 2001 number. In that same time period, the number of miles of streets the town maintains has increased by 36%, from almost 21 miles to 28 miles. That's an addition of about 7 miles. The number of electric customers has increased about 31%, from roughly 3,000 to 3,900, an increase of 942. In that same time period, the total number of employees has increased by 10. That's a 19% increase in employees. And in the police department, the number of sworn officers has gone from 17 to 22, which is a 29% increase. So I think the numbers clearly indicate that in a time of rapid growth and rapid additional responsibilities, the town has continued to pretty well keep a lid on the growth of the staff. And I think the only answer is that we've been increasingly efficient, and both on the police side and on for the rest of the town employees, give them a lot of credit for taking care of a lot more people, a lot more miles of streets, and a lot more electric customers with relatively little increase in staff. I was also asked to put some numbers together regarding the effect of reducing the electric revenues by an amount equal to the 5-cent consideration for the property tax. The way we would do that initially is to reduce the purchase power cost adjustment, the BPCAC, from its current level to a new level of 0.0036. That will move Smyrna's average customer cost from where we were for a while, unfortunately, at number one, to number three, barely above what the average DP&L customer pays, and $7 a month below what Clayton customers pay, and $2.56 below what Middletown's customers pay. So the interest of council and the finance committee in redressing the relationship between electric and property taxes and in making the electric burden somewhat easier on our customers is pretty clear. I believe those were the important issues that were brought to my attention, and I wanted to bring them to the table before you started your deliberations on the budget.
Any other comments? Thank you. Committee reports.
We had a personnel committee on the 12th of December. Should have all the minutes and notes in your package. A couple things in here. That, like I say, we're going to go in executive session.
Any other comments? Okay. Any other committees?
The finance committee has met several times since council last met, going over and presenting the 2008 budget to the council, which would be up. Second thing on the agenda.
Any other committees? Okay. Now it's time when we recognize our visitors. For any comments that you want to make to council at this time, we welcome your comments. I don't know if we'll find resolution when you make your comments, but we'll certainly listen to them. And we have 3 minutes to listen to your comments at this time. So anyone want to come forward? Don't be shy.
They must not be. Nobody wants to talk to you later.
Good. Yes, sir.
Yes, Will Boardley, 119 Winding Ridge, Captain of the Police Department. I just came up to ask for council's help. I don't know if you guys are familiar with Dr. Maxwell. He's a new dentist in town, and he has an initiative going on Saturday to give out 700 free Purdue oven stuffer roasters, and I was thinking that you guys could contact your constituents in your districts for anyone who's needy who wants those free chickens. So if you could, here's the flyers, and if you would just pass those down.
Well, how's he publicizing it other than?
Well, I just got the message today, and I take it that he's been out to the east side of town and to the Boys and Girls Club. But obviously, he doesn't have all the contacts necessary to get these out. 700 is a lot.
Yes, it is. And seeing that the press is here, I'm sure that they would.
Yeah, I want to make sure they get that in there also.
Right.
So that's basically some good news that I wanted to get out to you guys.
Thank you.
Can we make sure that we can get it in the paper?
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah.
You guys need a copy of the.
Okay. Any other comments? All right, seeing no one come forward, we'll close that session of the meeting and move on to old business, 8A. Probably one of the more important things that we do as a council each year is to set the 2008 tax rate.
Throughout deliberations with the Finance Committee and going through a lot of scenarios and a lot of options, we feel that this is the best way. And I'm going to just jump right in and make a motion. And I'll explain the motion as I go, because it's actually a two-part motion. And it also comes with the recommendation of the Finance Committee. I make a motion that we set the 2008 tax rate at 0.2526 per hundred. which includes a 5-cent increase per 100, which is going to offset directly the revenue from the electric rate, which would be a reduction in the PPAC. And also that 8 cents includes a 3 cent per 100 increase that will go directly to the general fund. Directly to the 2008 budget.
Is there a second?
Second.
Discussion.
Let me start it off. Several months ago, this council made a commitment to do everything that we could to have a better balance in the general fund budget as opposed to the electric. The general fund generally runs a deficit of about $2 million, and it was the desire of this council to try to even that up and reduce the electric rate. And we have started the process. It's going to be a multi-year process, but the process started with this year. The 5 cent raise per 100 in property taxes will directly go to the reduction of the electric rate. And that equals out to $317,197, which will, I had a figure here, it'll decrease the PPAC by 0.0036, which doesn't sound like a lot, but over the course of 12 months, it'll more than offset the per 100 cost.
Gene, in this tax rate, you're increasing. I guess there's a 5 cent per 100 increase,
which will
be offset by the electric,
which will directly offset the electric.
Okay, and then you're adding
a 3 cent per 100 increase, which will go directly to the budget,
the general fund,
which amounts to $189,000.
Any other comments? All right, call for a vote.
Councilman Thornton?
Aye.
Councilman Mullen?
Aye.
Vice Mayor Trubner?
Aye.
Councilman Brown?
Aye.
Councilwoman White?
Aye.
Councilman Presley?
Presley, aye.
Okay. 8B, resolution to adopt the 2008 budget.
Make a motion to adopt the 2008 budget proposed by the Finance Committee.
Second.
Discussion.
This budget for 2008 isn't quite as austere as the 2007 budget. We did add positions. It also includes the increases in not only health care, trash pickup, and several other areas. It continues us moving along the road for capital projects that we have had planned for several years. It also increases our employees in needed positions that we haven't done in several years. So I think it's a very workable budget. It's a very conservative budget. I'm sure the revenue figures, which are very conservative, are going to increase as the year goes on.
If I can, I just want to compliment the Finance Committee for their hard work and for facing what we have talked about for at least the 6 years that I've been here, and that's that the overdependence on electric revenues as a way of financing the town. I think this change, this step, is something that was recommended strongly by our financial advisor probably 2 or 3 years ago now as something we ought to be doing. And I think it puts us in a much sounder position in terms of the balance of our revenues. It also makes us more competitive with those communities that we compete with for new jobs and all that we're now not the highest electric utility in town. We're pretty well in the middle, and that makes us a whole lot more attractive. So, Gene, you and your committee have done an outstanding job, and the staff thanks you. And I also want to thank Gary Stuhler for all of his hard work, because without it, none of us would have got the job done. Yeah. But
I would definitely like to thank the committee, because the experience in the caring that we have on this committee is a sight to behold. We have several members of the committee that are very well versed in finance. Their expertise is, we couldn't ask for anything more. And a lot of time has been spent on it, a lot of time away from families and everything else. And I just want to say thank you very much.
And for the benefit of the audience, as a member of the Finance Committee, I learned firsthand how we put together a budget. And you've already heard the discussion about the tax increase, which I support, and I think it's necessary. No one on council, I think, raises taxes without a good reason. But in addition to raising taxes, we also cut the budgets of some of the departments, or asked them to cut them. They were very, very good at doing that. And also, we're going to use some of our reserves to improve our computer system and so forth across the town. So we did a combination of three things. We increased revenue. We decreased the budgets in some departments. And we use some of our surplus. And that's the way a good budget is put together. I echo the comments of of Gene about the committee members. And I also want to single out Gary Stuhler as just the yeoman's job of working diligently with these numbers. And it seemed like every day he was doing it twice in terms of trying to come up with the right numbers. So I think we put together the best of what we could do. And again, Gene has indicated our revenue side is conservative, so hopefully that will increase and we'll be on stable footing come next year.
And I'd also like to point out while we're on it, Dave Hugg's part in all this. I have to tell you, his experience, and it's far ranging. It's, you would be amazed. He knows electric, he knows employees, he knows personnel, he knows budget, he knows finances, and it just goes on and on and on. And we can't do this without him. So thank you very much.
Okay, any other comments? Call for a vote.
Councilman Mullen?
Aye.
Vice Mayor Trubner?
Aye.
Councilman Brown?
Aye.
Councilwoman White?
Aye.
Councilman Presley?
Presley, aye.
Aye.
All right. Ayes have it. All right. Moving on to 8C, third reading of Ordinance 01507, reference actions of committee and commission members. This is the third reading of this ordinance, sponsored by Councilman White.
Vice Mayor, make a motion to bring forth Ordinance number 15-7, Chapter 2, Administration Reference Actions Committee Commission members for approval for a vote.
I'll second.
All right, we have a second. Discussion. I'd just like to make one comment. I like the synopsis. I think the first ordinance that we've had a synopsis that I think is It's a great idea.
The synopsis is twice as long as the bill, but...
But that's all right. Oh, that... Was that you're doing a...
Well, no, remember, I encouraged that. Was
oh, okay. That's, oh, that's right. That's
I wanted the snapshots at the end of each ordinance.
That's a great idea.
If I may ask a question, at the last meeting, the solicitor was going to...
I believe that's why we have a synopsis.
This is it.
All right,
good.
This is what you got.
Okay.
All right, any other comments?
I think Councilwoman White was on the right path with this. I think this will help clarify a lot of confusion that committee members may have as far as directing our town employees, and also it kind of sends that message out there that it needs to go through the committee members and nobody else. I mean, as the committee heads. It's going to save a lot of headache, hopefully, for Mr. Hugg and his staff.
And this no way discourages anyone from becoming members of the committee. So, all right, call for a vote.
Vice Mayor Turbinette.
Yes.
Councilman Brown.
Aye.
Aye.
Presley.
Presley, aye.
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 Okay. Under old business 8D, approval to sign the SPEA contract.
I make a motion we adopt the SPEA contract with the most recent amendment.
Okay.
Second.
Seconded.
All right, it's been seconded. Discussion.
I want to just make sure for my own purpose that's the addendum that Mr. Barris sent out to everybody today.
Yes.
I noticed
there are members in the back. Did you folks see that?
Yes.
Okay.
Does somebody happen to have a copy of that addendum? Because I didn't get it. I'm pretty sure I know what it says. I just wanted to get it.
Okay. Jay, okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. A couple of wording changes that Councilman Brown actually brought to our attention, and I just want to make sure that Councilman Brown is comfortable with it.
Yeah, after the addendum, yes.
Okay.
Correction is satisfactory.
Any Are you a speed reader, Mr. Mullen?
Actually,
okay, good. Any other discussion?
Is the police department satisfied with the contract? I mean, I think that's the biggest portion. I mean, if they're not.
I think they were making comments.
We've been notified by now.
You would have heard, I think.
And do you understand the addendum clause? That was okay. And you're okay with that, too, that it's really to protect you guys. Okay.
And I just want to say something concerning the negotiation of that contract, since I was involved in the committee that worked with the SPEA. And I want to compliment their members on their professionalism, their decorum. I thought it went really well. It could have been acrimonious at times. I think we were able to come to resolution very quickly, and I think in fairness to all. So I applaud you and your group for being very professional with that contract.
Good. All right. Any other comments?
Call
for a vote.
Councilman Brown?
Yes.
Councilman White?
Aye.
Presley, aye.
Yes.
Aye.
Yes. All right. That passes. Moving on to 8E, approval to sign police employees' contracts.
Vice Mayor, can we just bundle pack the chief, the captain, and the two lieutenants? Or does it have to be each separately?
You can make a motion
to that
effect.
I make a motion, and we approve the police employees contract as a four.
All right.
You want a name?
With the addendums.
With the addendums.
Approve the contracts of Chief of Police Baldwin, Captain Boardley, Lieutenant Wood, and Wilson. Lieutenant Wilson.
All right. Do I hear a second?
I'll second it.
All right. Discussion on that motion.
These officers all know what the addendum was, too?
Yes, sir.
Had to do with the military leave.
Yes. Yeah, they're entitled.
Okay, so we're voting on bundling the...
Chief can enlist if he wants to. I mean, okay. Sure, they'll take you right now.
Okay, so now we need to vote on the bundling, not the contracts themselves.
Actually,
the motion
was made to... what was the motion? The bundle?
The motion to bundle them together. So the motion.
Okay, well, what I heard was a motion to approve all the contracts.
All and yeah, let's approve.
If somebody wants to sever that, they can, or else you can just... Move just
okay.
Well, I have a question about one, so we're going to have to sever them.
Go ahead and ask questions.
Okay. Now, it's just a typo. It's a very minor point, but in Chief Baldwin's contract under Section 28, Professional Development, it says that the continuing professional development as Chief of Police for the Smyrna Police Department has to be approved by the mayor. And I think this is maybe a holdover from language from before. I think it should either say a mayor and council or council.
I'll take a friendly amendment.
It was changed to council.
That's what I thought it was,
it's
too.
It's just a typo.
Okay.
So it just needs to be noted.
Is the chief okay with it?
Of course, I've heard of it, but I have no objection.
Okay.
All right. Okay, so we have a motion to approve all the contracts in toto and seconded. Any other discussion with the changes to the chief's duly noted?
Lieutenant Wood's not here, but the other three are. Is there any objections to your contracts?
No objections here. I don't think Lieutenant
Wood. Okay.
All right.
Too late, too bad. Silence on him. You know, he ain't here, so...
Okay, we email him.
Okay. Any other discussion? Then call for a vote, please.
For a vote.
Councilwoman White?
Aye.
Councilwoman Presley?
Presley, aye.
Councilwoman
aye.
Councilwoman Mullen?
Aye.
Aye.
Yes.
I would like to say before we close up is I would like to thank all the members on both committees that did a great job for us. And... Terry, I'd like to thank Tom Burrows, especially. He's had his hands full on these two committees. And I'd like to thank the town.
We're doing a lot of thanking tonight. That's great.
That.
I want to
thank
everyone for thanking.
It's Christmas season. That's it. The holidays.
All right.
Don't push it.
I'd like to thank everyone for moving along so well. Under 9, Section 9, new business. Resolution reference Christmas Eve Day, December 24th, 2007.
Where's that at?
I would like to make a motion.
There it is, yeah.
I was going to explain it, but that's all right.
Well, that's okay.
We're moving right along, Dr. Right. Let's just don't break the momentum.
I would like to make a motion that we consider December 24th, 2007 as an official Town of Smyrna holiday.
I'll second that.
I guess she would.
Discussion, I guess.
No, there's a second. Okay, discussion, yes. I have just one question. For those employees that have to work that day.
It will be treated as a regular holiday.
So they will get...
They will get whatever their holiday pay or compensation is.
Okay.
Just to put a note on this, we appreciate everything that all the employees do, and this is just a little thank you. That's all.
All right. Any other?
We need to thank Councilwoman White for bringing it to the attention. It was her.
Thank you. I didn't know where the motion,
actually,
where the resolution came from.
The police department in the back should probably be thanking Councilwoman White, you know, because they're the only people who have to work that day now.
Okay.
Thank you,
any other discussion?
No. Call the vote. Let's go.
Mr. Brown says call the vote, so we call the vote.
Councilwoman Presley.
Presley, aye.
Aye.
Councilwoman Mullen.
Aye.
Vice Mayor Turbinette.
Yes.
Councilwoman Brown.
Yes.
Councilwoman Mullen.
Aye.
Enjoy your day off.
Thank you.
You know what? We might make a record to get out of here.
All right. Under 9C, approved letters implementing personnel action decided following executive session. Okay. Line C, we had an executive session. Letters were produced. This is the time to approve those letters.
I'll make a motion to approve the letters implemented during personal action during executive session on December 3rd, 2007.
Okay.
Second.
Discussion.
I have those with me for signature. I'll get you all after the meeting to sign.
Okay. All right. That's the end of that discussion. Call for a vote.
Aye.
Seconded?
Mm-hmm.
It was seconded. Yeah.
Aye.
Yes.
Yes.
Aye.
Presley, aye.
All right. At this point, I think we go into executive session.
Can we just want to handle other council business first?
Council business.
You want to do other council business? Yes.
That's okay. Thank you.
That's fine.
I have other council business.
Okay. We have several people. Okay. Recognize Mr. Brown.
Ms. White can go first.
Ms. White.
In our packet, we received an invitation for from Senator Carper. I guess everybody received one. We received it Friday afternoon, and the party was Sunday, so we didn't get to RSVP in a timely fashion to attend, should any of us have wanted to attend. This is not the first time that we've received something with such short notice as only 2 or 3 days to go, and we were not able to attend. Is it possible that when this information comes in, that we receive it in a timely fashion so that we know what's going on and to better prepare if we wish to attend?
All right,
I mean, even an electronic email, the day you get it would suffice for me.
Okay, I think what we'll do is a good suggestion. I think, Dave, will you investigate when that came in? It might have come in an untimely fashion. I'm not sure. But I think email is a good idea.
Yeah, anyway, just so we would know a little bit sooner so that we can RSVP if we wanted to attend.
Right.
Perhaps either email, or if we actually had a mailbox for each one of us that was outside of the door of Town Hall.
He's determined to get these mailboxes.
We're going to have them.
Better off forget to go to the mailbox.
We'll put a mailbox. She covered it, so.
Okay, Mr. Ryan, you have no other business? Mr. Mullen.
Two things. The first thing is we've discovered a little glitch in our long-term and short-term health care. And for some unknown reason,
is
we're
it
not.
Disability or health care?
It's actually health care. Apparently, when a town employee gets hurt, there's a 3-month gap in between when short term cuts off and when long term kicks in, and it's just not to me. In this case, it's directly related to Bill Evans. He's going to run out of health care very, very shortly. That's not right. It's just not right. So in the interim, until we can investigate this time. This and come up with a solution, I would like to make a motion that the town cover the health care costs for a maximum of 6 months for Mr. Evans.
There's a motion on the floor. Is there a second?
Yeah, I'll second it.
Okay. Discussion.
Mr. Mullen, one of the currently we pay 85% of the health care coverage. Is that technically your motion, or are you?
Somebody brought it up at the last.
Bill did.
Personnel.
Bill did. Yeah, but there was
meeting.
A portion of it that we would be responsible for. So yeah. I would just ask that you amend it to state what our portion was, if Mr. Hugg can.
My understanding is that it's 85% of the.
Well, how is he going to make the other 15% up if he's in the hospital?
The town pays for it.
That's what we.
Okay. Good.
Yeah.
So that's the motion.
Okay. Yeah.
To continue
whatever
the town to pick up his
whatever his portion of the health care is
for the next 90 days.
Okay. For a maximum of 6 months, because we're not really too sure of the time frame. 3 months was mentioned, but it might be.
You want to be safe and do 180 days?
Well, I think.
Yeah. Six months.
We can always come back.
80 days.
Okay, hold on.
We can always amend.
This is workman's comp.
I'm coming at this totally cold. I had no idea this was coming up tonight, and I just don't. I'm not exactly sure. Or is the town signing on to pay 6 months of medical bills at a burn facility?
Not medical bills.
Just his health.
His health insurance.
His health insurance.
Oh, okay. All right. Never mind.
Right. Because he's got to, once his insurance will run out, and he'll have to go to COBRA.
Okay. I thought it might require a lot more thought if you're talking about.
So we've brought it up at the last meeting to bring
his disability. Okay. All right. We have a motion on the floor and seconded that it was moved that for Mr. Evans' share of his health insurance be paid by the town for a period of 6 months.
If I could ask the maker of the motion and the seconder to make it apply to any employee as opposed to a single employee, just in the case that we should have another employee injured in this time period.
I'll amend the motion to include that.
Yes. Okay.
All right. Do we have a second?
Yes.
Okay. So can we, for the record, can we repeat the entire motion?
go ahead, Dr.
Really,
Chervenet.
I think I remember that. You're supposed to write it down.
Okay.
The motion is to keep employees whole with respect to medical benefits should they be injured on the job.
For a period of 6 months.
Or until the town investigates and comes to a conclusion on it.
Short term.
If I understand, the motion is to pay the employee's portion of the health insurance premium.
Yes,
correct.
Right. It's 15%.
For a maximum of six months.
Okay.
That's not the issue that was discussed at the Personnel Committee. The issue wasn't the 15%. The issue was the 85%.
Yeah, it is the 85%.
Right. Right. Maintain his coverage.
The town share.
Do you think maybe we ought to restate this motion?
All right. Please, you withdraw all your motions.
How about if Mr. Hugg states it?
Where's it say in the Personnel Committee?
Yeah, because
the town pays 15%. He picks up 85% of it.
No, it's the other way around.
Okay, I'll tell you what. Let me amend the motion. Okay, I make a motion that the town meets the health care insurance responsibility of the employee affected for a maximum of 6 months or until long-term care kicks in.
When the employee
is injured
on the job,
otherwise incapacitated on the job.
That's good.
All right. Do we have a second?
Yes.
Okay. Any more discussion on the new motion?
I did have a question, and again, I'm not trying to muddy the waters. Somebody asked me about workman's comp, and I'm not sure how the health insurance plays into this at all, because I agree. It sounds to me like it was a workman's comp claim. I'm not sure why the regular health insurance would even be involved here. But
well, it's being paid. It's not being paid while he's not working.
Okay.
I don't know if workman's comp pays
for
the private.
This is to keep his health insurance premiums paid. Okay.
Right.
I'm good. Thank you.
Okay.
Yes,
all right. Call for a vote.
Press the aye.
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 Sure. Sure. Yes.
Aye.
Okay. Any other council business?
Yeah, I do remember now, and I just wrote it down my notes. Mr. Hugg, the issue with the workers' comp proposed by the Delaware League of Local Governments having the town buy into, is that done, like dead in the water?
That comes to next January.
Yeah, it'll be discussed again by the Personnel Committee in January. The proposal that was presented by the DELLEA, whatever the state pool, was significantly more expensive than our estimated cost of the coverage that we currently have through the open market. The individuals from DELLEA indicated that they were still negotiating, if you will, tightening up their
their cost numbers, and since we really don't have to deal with this until June, personnel committee agreed to put it off until the next meeting to see if there were any.
I know Gary's been working hard on it. I actually read those emails, so I'm in agreement with his analysis.
Yeah, I mean, at the moment, sure it is not in our apparent best interest to join the pool. That those municipalities with a less favorable experience
right
profile than us,
it doesn't benefit us at all.
Correct. Although, from what I got out of the meeting, it appears the numbers are changing almost daily, as far as what it would actually cost us. So, you know, I guess it's a good thing we're going to review it and go over it next meeting.
Yep. Mr. Presley, the Personnel Committee at its last meeting also made a recommendation that when we sign our new long-term disability coverage, that we pick up the short-term disability coverage. I don't know whether that requires any action by council or not. I don't know whether you want to bring that before council for a vote.
We can.
Could you explain that, please?
At our last personnel, we had a gentleman from Mutual of Omaha come to us with a discuss the description of a plan of a 15-day waiting period from the time that an employee benefit stops. There's 15-day grace period, and this would pick up that 15-day to a short term. It would pick that 15-day of grace period up.
For a period up to 90 days.
Right.
This is not workman's compensation. This is short-term disability for anyone who is injured off the job site. We have a long-term disability provision that we make available to all employees now, and some employees have also taken advantage of a separate policy that is offered through AFLAC. I couldn't remember for a minute who it was offered through.
That's who it is.
But the we experienced a significant reduction in our contract costs for the coming year for long-term disability, such that we had enough money, or essentially enough money, to add the short-term disability provision.
But it actually only cost us about $2,500.
Something on the order of $2,500. What it would provide is a short-term bridge between the grace period and the beginning of the long-term disability, which is now 90 days. At a maximum, up to a maximum of $500 a week. And the Personnel Committee voted to add that to our package, which would then allow all employees would be covered, and then any employee who wished to continue their AFLAC coverage could do that as an add-on or a bonus on top of the town-supplied short-term disability. So it would give them an option to, in effect, get a higher, I guess it's called weekly base level.
So is this going to no cost to the employee, though, correct?
This is no cost to the employee. This is simply making our current benefit much more attractive.
So if I may ask a question, if somebody is off of work for illness, for how many days before short-term disability kicks in?
It kicks in after 15 days for a period of 90 days, up to 90 days, under this provision, up to 90 days with a maximum of 66% of the salary, not to exceed $500 a week, I think, if I remember the provisions off the top of my head. But
so an employee has to be off for 2 weeks before?
Basically off for 2 weeks.
Yeah, okay. All right, any other discussion? Do I hear a motion to accept?
I move that we adopt this short-term disability provision as part of the overall long-term disability program.
Is there a second? Okay. And any further discussion?
Is this built in the budget?
Yes. Yes.
Then does it really require a motion?
Well, it's changing our benefits package, so I think that it's worth having council adopt. We debated that at the Personnel Committee the other night as to whether it needed any formal action, but I...
Is this to make us... just to make you feel more comfortable,
yes,
then? Okay.
Okay. Any other discussion? Call for the vote.
Councilman Mullen.
Aye.
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 Presley, aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
Any other?
I have one other item. It came up in the last council meeting, and I would like to revisit it. I would like to make a motion to revisit discussion on Mr. Hugg's attorney fees reference his contract.
Is that a motion or just?
That is a motion because it was motioned before.
Okay.
So to bring it back to the floor to discuss it, it has to have a motion.
Okay. Is there a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay. Discussion.
I'd like to see it tabled until the full council is here to vote.
You can certainly do that, but like I said, it takes a motion to bring it to the floor. This isn't a motion to approve it. It just is a motion to open the discussion back up again.
Okay. Any of the other discussion?
If I could make just one comment, I believe that we still, let me rephrase that. I feel very strongly that council or the committee involved, whichever, still owes me the benefit of negotiations in good faith on my contract. We have not sat down and discussed any of the issues I brought before the committee back in September, and you have acted on all the other contracts except mine. And I would ask that this matter be made part of that discussion.
We certainly do that. I can withdraw my motion.
You withdraw it?
I think a question was asked, and I don't know what Mr. Presley did today, but a question was asked today about my compensation beginning January 1. These issues need to be resolved, and I would like the opportunity to discuss in a rational sense with the full council my feelings as regards the costs that I had to incur and also the items that I asked for back in September.
Do we need a okay, you're withdrawing your motion?
I'll withdraw my motion.
Okay, withdraw the second. Okay. In that vein, do we need a special meeting for that purpose?
It will include an executive session to discuss it.
Okay, so we need an executive session scheduled for that. All right. Any other council business? Okay, good.
I make a motion that we go into executive session to discuss a personnel matter and to discuss
acquisition
of real property.
Second.
Okay.
Unanimous?
Unanimous, yeah.
Aye, aye.
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 Do we... Do we want to go downstairs, or do we want to ask the audience to...
We can go downstairs.
Yeah. Whichever.